The Mishnah in Masech Tesukah, that Flamed Dalet Amud Beis, teaches us Shir Esrig HaKotan, the shear of the smallest Esrig. Remeyayim is Shir Ke'egoiz, the size of a nut. If it's smaller than that, it's possible, as the Rishonim explained, because you don't really recognize that we're using an Esrig. Rav Yehuda says the shear is a Beya. Why? Because when it's less than the shear of a beya, it's not considered a completed fruit. And if it's not considered a completed fruit, it can't be used as an esrig. Continues the Mishnah. What about a begadol? What is the maximum shear of an esrig? So, Tanakama holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kedei Shiyoiches Shnayim Biyodai. It has to be, the esrig cannot be larger than you should be able to hold two esrogim in one hand. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, however, holds afilu echad b'shtei yodav. Since you don't, even if it's so large that you need two hands to hold an esrog, the halacha is that the esrog is still a kosher esrog. And the Gemara on daf lamed aleph amud beis actually gave two reasons in understanding Rabbi Yehuda's shita, why an esrog cannot be larger than you should be able to, not that large. One reason is because if it's larger, it's not hadar. Another reason is that it's easy to get confused that you may hold the lulav in your left hand and the esrog in your right hand. And if you have such a large esrig, and as the Gemara teaches us later in our perek, that the esrig is actually supposed to be in the left hand, and the lulav is supposed to be in the right hand, and if the esrig is too large and you want to switch the esrig from one hand to the other, you may drop it. And actually, as the Rishonim and Achronim point out, these two reasons that we just quoted in the Gemara on the shear of the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't have too large of an esrig have very interesting nafkamina. The girsa in our Mishnah, as we just read the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the esrig cannot be larger than the shear of holding two esrogim in one hand. And the Ran immediately tries to understand. I understand that the esrog, says the Ran, should not be larger than the amount it takes to hold in one hand, one esrog in one hand. But ask the Ran, where does Rabbi Yehuda get the number of two esrog, that it has to be large enough, not larger than to hold two esrogim in one hand? Where does that number come from? It's a question that the Ran asks. And because of that question, which he can't really come up with an answer, says the Ran, that indeed, the right girsa in our Mishnah is that it should be large enough to hold one esrog in one hand. He says, because since you're supposed to hold an esrog in the hand, so if the esrog is so large that you can't fit it in one hand, one esrog. But there's no reason to have two esrogim, that it has to be only so big that you can hold two esrogim in one hand. But of course, most Rishonim have the girsa that we have. And the girsa is that it has to be not larger than you should be able to hold two esrogim in one hand. And the question, indeed, that one needs to understand is what is the machlokes and of these gersos? So perhaps the machlokes of these gersos is actually connected to the reason why a large esrig is possible, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If we say the reason is that it's not hador, so then we could say, indeed, if it's still big enough, if it's still only that big that you could fit one esrog in one hand, it's still hadar. But if the reason is because you may end up picking up the esrig with the wrong hand, and if you're going to pick up the esrig with the wrong hand, you're going to have to switch. So now it becomes a whole operation of maneuvering your esrigim. And because now you have an operation of maneuvering your esrigim, if the esrig is going to be so large that you have to have one esrig, the esrig is so large that only one esrig fits into your hand, it's going to be difficult to make that maneuver of switching the esrig in the luluf's hands. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that the maximum shear of the esrig is not larger, that the maximum shear of the esrig is not larger than you should be able to hold two esrigim in one hand. And actually, this question also could be connected to another question that I saw that the Tosfos Yontif asks. The Tosfos Yontif asks, Rabbi Yehuda speaks about an esrig not being larger than to hold two, about the maximum size of an esrig. How many, and as we just learned, two esrigim in one hand, one esrig in one hand. Ask the Tosfos Yontif, when we speak about the hand, how do we look at the hand? Do we look at the size of an average person's average hand of a person? Or do we make the determination according to every individual? So I think the answer again, if we say the it's dependent on your being able to manipulate this esrogim, if you pick the esrog in the luluf, you picked it up in the wrong hand, so then it should depend on the size of your hand. If, however, it's connected to hadar, so then hadar is a standard size, and since hadar is a standard size, it will be the hadar will be connected to every to one standard size, which will be dependent on the average size of a person's hand. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, in explaining this part of the Mishnah, quotes the Mishnah Begadol Kadesh Yoiches. This is right in front, right before the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, "Tanya, Am Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Rabbi Kiva Shabal Beis Akneses." There was once an incident where Rabbi Kiva came to Shul, Vesroigay Al Kseifay, and he had his esrig on his shoulder. So we see that the esrig was so large that he had to carry it on the shoulder. So isn't that a raya that a large esrig is fine? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, to which Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Misham raya, do you want to bring a raya from that story? Af heim, indeed, the Chacham told Rabbi Kiva, ain't ze hadar. Carrying an esrig that way is not considered hadar, and it's possible. So there's an interesting discussion that the Yaivitz has. The Yaivitz has a discussion that here the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was carrying the esrog on his shoulder. Says the Yaivitz that certainly he was only going to use the esrog. He wasn't going to be yaitz in the mitzvah of esrog carrying it on his shoulder. Why? Because certainly carrying and being trying to be Mekayim mitzvahs esrig by carrying an esrig on your shoulder is a bazayin. What he meant was that he was carrying the esrig as he was going to shul. And furthermore, he says, if he's carrying the esrig on the shoulder, that would be chatzitza. And therefore, what he meant to do, says the Yaivitz, was only carry the esrig until he got to shul on the shoulder. But when he actually did the mitzvah, he was going to take the esrig and hold it in his hand. However, the Ran, in the Sefer Emek Sukkos, says, let's look at the Ran. The Ran says, Afilu hu tzorach shtei yodav l'esrig echad bavad, o she tzorach litlai al kseifoi yotza. So he says, the Ran says that even if you be mekayim the mitzvah of esrog by litlay al kseifay, carrying the esrog on your shoulder, you yaitza. So from here we says that we see that there is no You could be miyotz the mitzvah of esrig if you're carrying it on your shoulder. If that's the only way you could hold the esrig. What about the problem of chatzitza? So the poskim say that there is no din that you have to hold the entire esrig. What's the raya? A beautiful raya. Let's think about it. Say the poskim. When you're fulfilling the mitzvah esrig, and a person has a larger esrig, or not that large of an esrig, nobody holds the entire esrig with their hands. They hold most of it, they hold some of it. So we see from here that there is no din that to be Mekayim mitzvah esrig, you have to hold the entire esrig. And therefore, even if part of the esrig, or even a big part of the esrig, is on your shoulder, you're still Mekayim the mitzvah. And what about the issue, say the poskim, that the Yaivitz brought up about Bizui mitzvah? Say the poskim that isn't an issue, there is no issue here of Bizui mitzvah. Because the only time we have a din of Bizui mitzvah is if you're doing a mitzvah and you could have done it in a more proper way. But if you had no choice but to do it this way, that's not called a Bizui mitzvah. In fact, the Darki Tshuva quotes the Tfuah Shor in Yoridei Simen Chav Ches, Sifkot Nun, regarding the mitzvah Kisui Adam, where we have to cover blood of a Chaya, or of a, that we have to cover the blood of a Chaya or Oif when we shecht it, that if there's no other way to cover it besides kicking it with your foot, that's not called, says the Darki Tshuva in the name of Tfuah Shor, Bizui mitzvah. Are you using your foot to fulfill a mitzvah? It's not considered a Bizui mitzvah if you have no other way of carrying it or doing the mitzvah. And in fact, Rashi makes a very interesting observation. The Kabbalist Tamarim says this. The Kabbalist Tamarim says, he carried it al Ksefer Meroiv Godloi. Says the Kabbalist Tamarim, what's Rashi trying to teach us? Rashi's trying to teach us that you would say that carrying something on your shoulder, says the Kabbalist Tamarim, is actually a respectful way of carrying it. Like we find when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Misaroisam Tsururois Besimloisam, that they carried the package on the shoulder. Says Rashi, no. But what's Rashi saying, perhaps the Kabbalist Tamarim is saying? The Kabbalist Tamarim is telling us, the Rashi is saying that just because I carried something on my shoulder doesn't mean that it's a Bizui mitzvah. Here, what Rashi's saying is, they carried on the shoulders because the esrig was too large. But Rashi isn't concerned with the fact that it's a Bizui mitzvah. The Sefer Emek Bracha makes a very interesting, takes a very interesting point. He says like this, when you can't be yotze the mitzvah, where the esrig is so large, that the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is by carrying the esrog on the shoulder, there is no problem with having your esrog on the shoulder. However, when your esrog is a smaller esrog, and you could easily put it on your shoulder and carry it in your hand, then, says the Emek Bracha, you have no right to carry the esrog on your shoulder. It's considered a Bizui mitzvah. So it's very interesting. It will depend on the size of your esrog. If it's a larger esrig, you could carry it and be yotze with it being on your shoulder, according to the Ran. According to the Yaivitz, you can never be yotze with it on your shoulder. He considers it a Bizui mitzvah. If it's a smaller esrig, everybody would seem to agree you have to carry it in your hand. In general, I saw that the Mefarshim point out that we're going to learn later in our Perek the Din of Nanur. Now, how can you do Nanuim, they ask, with your esrog on your shoulders? So they say that even Rabbi Kiva, who had this large esrog, must have had also a smaller esrog with which to do the Nanuim, because it's impossible to do the Nanuim. It's impossible to do the Nanuim when you have the esrog on your shoulder. So the Shulchan Aruch, however, indeed paskins in Simen Tov Reish Memches, Sif Chapeis, the last sif of that simen, that an esrig, even a large esrig, is kosher. That even a large esrig is kosher. To read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, from haya gadol kolshu, if the esrig is large, the halach is your yoytza, like the shita of Rameya in the Mishnah that we learned, and as all the Paiskim explain, the reason is because there is no din that you have to hold all four of the meaning at the same time when you're being a kind of mitzvah. And since there is no obligation to hold all four of the meaning when you're being a kind of mitzvah, the halach is the esrig could be any size and you yoitz the mitzvah. The question, however, that does come up is there a hiddur? Is there any hiddur involved in buying a larger esrog? So I saw the Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses this question. And first he wants to bring a raya from the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Reish Nun Vav that maybe there is a point to buying a larger esrog. He says, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's Simon Tov Reish Nun Vav, Sif Aleph, Im Kana Esrog Shiroi Lotz Espoi B'Tzimtzim, if you bought a small esrog, it's exactly the size of a bayah. Vakach motzu golden man, and then you find a larger esrog. Mitzvah lahosva at shlish milgav b'dmei arishin. It's a mitzvah to spend extra money kadei lachlifa b'yosanoi to exchange it for a nicer one. V'yesh meisha omer shemaitzu shnei esrogim liknos v'echad hodim chaveroi. If you have two esrogim, you're in the store. You have two esrogim. Yikach hachader im emi yakamos a yosim shlish. Says the Bir Halacha, and this is the way Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein understands what he's saying, that what makes a nicer esrog, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak about at the beginning that one is nicer than the other. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about a situation that one is bigger than the other. So it seems from here that size is the determining factor in the determination of what is a nicer esrog. And the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis indeed says the bigger is nicer. He says Neiros Yom Kippurim, you should buy larger Neiros. He says an esrog, you should buy nicer esrog. However, I saw that he continues and says, if we're going to say that the bigger the esrog, the nicer, so why isn't there why when we say the Mishnah every morning, El Dvaram Shein Lem Shir, shouldn't we say that you're supposed to get a big esrog? If an esrog that's bigger is nicer. So he makes a very interesting point, very practical point. He says, yes, a bigger esrog is a nice esrog. That just because a bigger esrog is a nice esrog doesn't mean you should go look for the biggest esrog in the store. It has to be within reason. And when it gets too big, then it's not nice esrog. And he quotes from a sefer Seder L'Derech. And I guess as we speak about Hilchos Esrog, and we speak about Hadar, this becomes a critical point. He says, Hadar, the definition of Hadar, is what's nice to your eyes. So if you have an esrog, bigger, smaller, what you think is nicer, is nicer. So if a bigger esrog is nicer than a small esrog, go for the big esrog. But if it's way too big, don't go for that esrog, because hod means something that is truly beautiful that we could be mekayim the mitzvah with.